Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brian McRae. Batting second. The third baseman, Greg Jeffries. Batting third. The first baseman, Wally Joyner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Kevin McReynolds. Batting fifth. The DH, George Brett. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mike McFarlane. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Keith Miller. Batting eighth. The shortstop, David Howard. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Terry Shumpert. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Kevin Appier. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting third. The right fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting sixth. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mike Bordick. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Lance Blankenship. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Dave Stewart. And now, play ball. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blankenship fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McRae moves to second. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Joyner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McRae moves to third. Jeffries moves to second. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McReynolds hits a pop-up towards short. Bordick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Brett is hit by the pitch. McRae scores. Jeffries moves to third. Joyner moves to second. It's 1-0, Royals. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McFarlane strikes out. 2 outs. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Miller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Canseco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Royals will come to bat. David Howard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blankenship scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Terry Shumpert is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Shumpert strikes out. 2 outs. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McRae for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. McFarlane fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. McGuire hits a line drive into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Steinbach batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Jeffries is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jeffries hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Jeffries reaches second base with a double. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Joyner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Joyner strikes out. One out. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. McReynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. McReynolds hits a line drive beyond second. Blankenship can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Canseco throws the ball into McGuire, who tags McReynolds trying to return to first, for the out. Jeffries scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Brett is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a pop-up towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Bordick batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Bordick hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Miller. Bordick reaches second base with a double. Lance Blankenship batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Blankenship hits a pop-up towards short. Howard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bordick moves to third. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 2-1, Royals. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive towards first. Joyner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Athletics 1. The Royals will come to bat. Mike McFarlane batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. McFarlane is 0-for-1 in the game. McFarlane hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. David Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning four, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Canseco is 0-for-1 in the game. Canseco takes first base on ball 4. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards second. Shumpert scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. 2 outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0 for 1 in the game. McGuire hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Miller. McGuire reaches second base with a double. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 1 in the game. Steinbach hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Athletics 1. The Royals will come to bat. Terry Shumpert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shumpert is 0 for 1 in the game. Shumpert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brian McCray is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Shumpert. The throw from Steinbach and he is out, Bordick applying the tag. 1 out. Brian McCray batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McCray is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCray bunts towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Jeffries is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jeffries for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lansford is 0 for 1 in the game. Lansford hits a fly ball into center field. McCray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bordick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Bordick strikes out. 2 outs. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Blankenship is 0 for 1 in the game. Blankenship hits a fly ball into left center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Henderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Athletics 1. The Royals will come to bat. Wally Joyner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Joyner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Joyner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blankenship scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McReynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McReynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Brett hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into right field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jose Canseco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Canseco is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Canseco takes first base on ball 4. Harold Baines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Canseco moves to second. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. McGuire is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards short. Howard fields it and throws to second for the out. Canseco moves to third. 2 outs. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-2 in the game. Steinbach hits a fly ball into right field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Athletics 1. The Royals will come to bat. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McFarlane is 0-for-2 in the game. McFarlane hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Blankenship settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. David Howard is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blankenship fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Luis Aquino now pitching. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lansford is 0-for-2 in the game. Lansford hits a pop-up towards short. Howard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Bordick batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bordick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Howard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Blankenship is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Blankenship hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Blankenship moves to second. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Blankenship scores. Henderson moves to third. It's Royals, 2, Athletics, 2. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Canseco is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Canseco hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Shumpert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Athletics 2. The Royals will come to bat. Terry Shumpert is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Shumpert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shumpert takes first base on ball 4. Rick Honeycutt now pitching. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. McRae is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McRae bunts towards the mound. Honeycutt fields it and throws to first for the out. Shumpert moves to second. 1 out. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Jeffries is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Wally Joyner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Joyner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Joyner hits a line drive for a single. Shumpert scores. It's 3-2, Royals. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McReynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. McReynolds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Harold Baines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Baines hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Scott Brosius pinch runs for Harold Baines. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. McGuire takes first base on ball 4. Brosius moves to second. Jeff Montgomery now pitching. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 3 in the game. Steinbach takes first base on ball 4. Brosius moves to third. McGuire moves to second. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lansford is 0 for 3 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Howard fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brosius scores. McGuire moves to third. Steinbach moves to second. It's Royals, 3, Athletics, 3. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Bordick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McGuire scores. Steinbach scores. Lansford moves to second. It's 5-3, Athletics. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Blankenship is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Blankenship bunts towards the mound. Montgomery juggles the ball. That's an error on Montgomery. Lansford moves to third. Bordick moves to second. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Henderson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Joyner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Wilson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Howard fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Dennis Eckersley now pitching. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gary Thurman pinch runs for George Brett. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McFarlane is 0 for 3 in the game. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Miller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Eisenreich pinch hits for David Howard. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Eisenreich hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Miller moves to second. Chris Gwynn pinch hits for Terry Shumpert. Chris Gwynn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gwynn hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 5, and Kansas City Royals, 3. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.